Start this recording now, and I'll just have to edit that after. And then let's go back to where I was. Okay, shall we? Yeah, the
funny carpet.
Okay, tough. This is very strange for me. I'm like staring at myself, and I really don't like it. Tough. Here we go. 3, 2. Okay, welcome everybody. So welcome to Netivot Shalom, where we are back to discussing Taharat HaMidot. We are starting with the next Ma'amar Shishi. New this week, as I've already mentioned to everyone here, that we are live streaming. Lenny cannot be with us, he broke his foot, so he will be out for the next couple of months. So I told him that I would Facebook Live it, so hopefully he can be with us online. So I'm not sure if he's watching with us right now, but Be'ezrat Hashem, he will catch at least most of us. In our previous Ma'amarim that we've discussed, we've been talking, again, Taharat HaMidot, really purifying our Midot, developing our character. We've said two things fundamentally. We said that on one hand, we have to get rid of our negative character, and then we talked again about how much more we have to develop our positive character. Getting rid of negative kind of leaves us at this par middle ground where so we have to go beyond that, and we have to actually perfect our character. It's not just about doing the right thing, but it's doing the right thing in the right way. Last week we actually tried to start this ma'amar. We got about 3 lines in and we got all off topic. The ma'amar is called Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Yibaneh, that I will build a world of chesed, of kindness. And And as we were discussing it last week, as we started discussing, we got off topic into the idea of, should our Judaism be something that is keva, that is based on acting as Jews, or should it be more based on kavana, not just doing what Jews do, but doing it in the right way, doing it with the right intention? Should it be a matter of, what am I doing, or should it be, what do I feel as I'm doing it? Because if it's what do I feel as I'm doing it, we're not just saying I'm doing the right thing. We're really saying I am a fixed person. I'm doing the right things in the right way. And it's a whole other ballgame. And we were trying to figure out last week. Hey.
Hi.
How it goes? It's good to have you.
Nice.
So last week we got off topic and we were really discussing this contrast in terms of doing the right thing versus doing the right things in the right way with the right emotions. And as we've been discussing all along, that this feeling of doing the right things with the right emotions, really having that deep inner change and transformation as we engage in Torah and Mitzvot, is a very high level, and it's something that almost seems impossible in our day and age. And it requires a lot of effort. And just as it requires a lot of effort to uproot the negative traits, it requires more effort to perfect our positive traits. And it's an endless, really, seemingly an endless battle. It's something that we always have to work on. It has to be constant and consistent in our lives, this effort to put forward to try to perfect ourselves. So after discussing Bigadol, and in a more of a general context, we're now going to start focusing on the attribute of chesed, of kindness. What is this attribute of chesed? And so he begins the ma'amar, the words midat ha-chesed hi rosh kol ha-midot ha-tovot. But the attribute of chesed, of kindness, is the head of all good attributes. If you're going to talk about good character, you're talking about somebody's chesed, their kindness, their loving kindness.
Would you say that the person who wrote this has achieved this level? I mean, the fact that he's able to put it down on paper, does that mean he knows everything about it?
I would say he's worked on it more than most of us. Right? Again, the concept of achieving, it's an endless process.
Right.
This growth is without end. We can always grow more. Right, the way Rav Kook talks about it, to try to achieve perfection in teshuvah is to strive for godliness, Well, if God is infinite, then we're striving to reach a place of being infinite, which is ongoing. Meaning that in Rav Kook's perception, it's the journey that is the perfection. The fact that I say I want this to happen, the fact that I'm saying I want to achieve this kind of perfection, is really what it's all about. And so we're going to start delving into what it means to try to achieve a level of chesed, or to try to at least start that process of working towards chesed. Okay. Right? So here he goes on. He says, Yisod binyan ha'olam hu al yidei midat ha'chesed ve'ahava. So the foundation of the whole world is by this kind of kindness and by love. Ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh, he quotes from Tehillim, for Hashem says, I have built a world of kindness. Kol inyanei chesed ve'ahava shayachim lebinyan ha'olam, v'chol inyanei achzariyut shayachim lechurban ha'olam. Every matter that deals with kindness and deals with love is coming to build the world. Right? We're in this world to build the world. There's the idea that we're partners with Hashem in creation. If we're partners in creation, well, we're trying to create the world. We're trying to bring the world to its potential in creation. And that only comes about through acts of kindness and love. And on the flip side, any matters dealing with any kind of cruelty, achzariyut, that has to do with destroying the world. Right? There's a concept of a person being an olam katan. Right? Every person is a small world. And if you're mean to a person, you can see if you've ever seen a person who, whether you've been mean or you've watched somebody who's in the process of someone being mean to them, kind of they shrink. There's like a really big destruction happening to them. Mm-hmm. And the cruelty is what does it. And it's the kindness that can rebuild them. And seemingly it's the kindness that rebuilds us as well. And he goes on, Shai ha'osher shekol yitzurei ha'olam hu al yedei midat ha'chesed v'ahava. The peak of happiness of all things that are formed in the world is by this idea of kindness and love. V'haya ratzon ha'elyon livchor b'midat ha'chesed levinyan ha'olam kemo shekatav b'sefer ha'chayim me'achi ha'mahar. So, and this idea that Hashem's exalted will was to choose this attribute of kindness for building the world is explained in the book Sefer HaChayim by the brother of the Maharal, right? The Maharal is Rabbi Yehuda Leib of Prague. He's very famous for the Gollum of Prague stories. Interesting, so the his brother is Rab Chaim ben Bezalel. He lived 1530 to 1588, and he was a student of the Maharshal, Rabbi Shlomo Luria, who was a contemporary of the Rama, Rabbi Moshe Isserles, who wrote the addendum to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Code of Jewish Law, that's, I know, a whole chain. So the Code of Jewish Law, the Shulchan Aruch, was written by Yosef Karo. The Rama wrote this addendum with Ashkenazi traditions called the Mapa, the tablecloth, and his contemporary was a guy, Rabbi Shlomo Luria. Rabbi Shlomo Luria, in the introduction to one of his own books, called the Yamshel Shlomo, he wrote an introduction that was very harsh against the Shulchan Aruch, against Rabbi Yosef Karo's Code of Jewish Law, really saying, how can you write a Code of Law? Doesn't make any sense to have a Jewish code of law. The way Torah works is we have the Talmud and we have all the responsa on the Talmud, and you have to take the Talmud and all the responsa and apply it to every given situation. It's impossible to say that there's one code that can encompass everything. He was very critical of this idea of a redacted bottom line halacha. Interestingly enough, the Rama, who wrote the addendum to the Shulchan Aruch, also wrote another book on the laws of Kashrut called Torat Chatat. And so Rabbi Chaim ben Bezalel, the brother of the Maharal, wrote an introduction to that book called Vikuach Maim Chaim, saying exactly the same thing. Like really launching into Rabbi Moshe Isserles, saying, how can you write a book saying this is the halakha when it comes to kashrut? There's no such thing. We have the Talmud, and we have all the Rishonim in the earlier sages, and you have to apply everything, and you can't possibly write a single thing. Anyway, a little bit of insight into who he was, into who Rabbi Chaim ben Bezalel is, the Achi HaMaharal, the brother of the Maharal. He says, "Shemefaresh haPasuk hanizkar ki amarti olam chesed yipana." He explains this verse to say, "Shekol seder kiyum haolam veseder holadat habruim asa kadosh baruch hu shetiye aydei midat ha'ahava." He explains that this means that the whole order of existence and the way that Hashem brought creation into being had to be through attribute of love. V'omnam, yachol haya haborei barach lasot, shederech holada ye al yedei hitorerut midat hayirah v'chadome. If Hashem wanted, he could have made it that a person's awakening in the world would have come from yirah, from awe, right? We say fear of heaven, but it's really awe to recognize the awesomeness of Shemaim. I heard something beautiful, that yirah, which means awe or fear, it's looks exactly the same as the word yirah, to see, right? And that one of the ways to really experience yirah is to imagine like you see Hashem in front of you at every moment. If you're always seeing God in the world, if every person you look at and every experience you have, you see, here is a moment for me to experience godliness, that will bring you to this place of yirah. Now, that's very foreign to us. That's something that, as much as we say, oh, that's a nice idea, maybe that's good for like a big tzaddik to reach that kind of level, that's foreign to us. We don't see the world in that way. And I think that's a little bit what he's touching on. If Hashem wanted us to see the world that way, we would see the world that way. It's not saying we shouldn't. We're supposed to. There's a mitzvah to have yirat shamayim. But it's a challenge. What we see much more is this world of chesed, is this world where I want to connect with others, I want to experience love in my life, and I want to share what I have with others. Ach, and so he says, however, kach ritzono yitbarach, this was Hashem's will, sheyeh binyan ha'olam al yedei midat ha'chesed davka, that the creation of the world would specifically come from chesed. Ki chafetz chesed hu, because Hashem pursues kindness. Hashem is someone who desires and pursues acts of kindness. V'chazal, and our sages, pirshu mitzvat v'halachta bidrachav, hidabek b'midotav. Our sages explained the mitzvah of, and you shall walk in his ways, and that's the mitzvah. And they explained it to say, connect to his attributes. He goes on, mahu nikra rachum, Af ata rachum. Umahu nikra chanun, af ata chanun. Just as God is called merciful, so too you should be merciful. Just as God is called compassionate, so too you should be compassionate. Hainu, which means, Sha'al yidei sha'adam mitdabek b'midotav yitbarach shemo, ha'shayachim l'midat ha'chesed, mitdabek hu elav yitbarach shemo. Which means that the more a person clings and really tries to connect themselves to these attributes of kindness, the more a person is connecting to Hashem. So let's take a step back to almost how we started this. If we're talking about living a godly life, if we're talking about fixing ourselves and fixing our attributes, if we're talking about really trying to be better people, to live as better Jews, and to change ourselves internally into higher, holier people. The idea is to cling to God's attributes, which the way the sages describe it, specifically, they pick up on the midot having to do with kindness. How kind are you to the other? How much do you look to do right by an other? And how much are we looking to say, oh, what can you do for me? And you also have to be aware, right? When I'm looking, what can you do for me? Right? And we get stuck in that a lot. It's very natural to have that feeling of of a utilitarian kind of look view of the world. I'll do for you because it's good for everybody if I do for you. But you know, you got to reciprocate, right? I need what's coming to me also. And what he's saying is that might be human. It's not godly. Godly is giving. Godly is the kindness. Godly is what can I do for an other? How much love can I show somebody else? And the more love I can show and the more kindness I can do, the closer I will experience, and the more I will experience godliness in my life. So? All
right.
Yeah. Not what? What's wrong? Why?
No, I'm just thinking, you know, you can give, and that's very nice, you know. But you also, once in a while, expect, you know, reciprocal agreement, you know.
So I think, again, you know what I mean? We live in the world. We live in the world, and what you're saying is right. We live in the world, and we have to recognize that this is the world, this is the way it works,
yeah.
Right? If I don't work and receive a paycheck, how can I give my miser? How can I give my tzedakah if I'm not earning any money? And I don't think that's what he's saying. No. He's not saying don't earn anything. He's not saying don't work to achieve. I used to have a friend who used to say work to travel. Right? That was his whole thing. Every job he ever did, the whole point was work to travel. Every dollar he made would go in the bank so that he could afford a fancy trip somewhere.
Okay.
For him, that was it. And I think what we're saying is, work to do chesed. Right? How can you do chesed? How can you, even, what's your work, and how can you use your work to do chesed? Right? Are we using our jobs or professions, our day-to-day lives, as opportunities for kindness? Are we using our jobs and our professions and our day-to-day lives as an opportunity to get what's mine? And every now and then I'll give a guy a dollar. Not to say that's bad. That's important too. Okay, let's go. Let's keep going. So he says, now, second paragraph. Ha'ish shezakah zakha v'nit ale lihiyot isha chesed. So let's say a person has merited this, and this person has risen to the level of being considered an ish chesed. Translation is a kind person, but that doesn't do it. It's a person who is kindness. Their whole existence is one of kindness. Yoter mikol inyanei tzedaka v'gmilut chasadim shemekayem b'mamono v'gufo. He says even more than all matters of charity and kind deeds that this person does constantly with their money and with their body. Etzem mahuto nehepach liyot chesed. So to be a kind person, to be an ish chesed, it's not just about doing chesed. It's about when your whole essence of being is kindness. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing day to day. It doesn't matter what you're doing at work. It doesn't matter what you're doing at home. It doesn't matter what you're doing when you're walking down the street. Because everything you do, if you reach the level of Ish Chesed, everything you do becomes a matter of Chesed, becomes a matter of kindness. V'hu b'vchinat ne'emar b'Avraham Avinu. And this is what we say by Avraham. No pressure on the Avraham in the room. This is what we say by Avraham. V'heye bracha. That by Avraham it was a bracha. Etzem habracha, the essence of the bracha, the root of it, or the bone of it, really. Ve'amru chazal, and our sages taught in Bereshit Rabbah, shekol hanogea bo, ve'osek imo, ve'haro'e oto midbarech, that anybody who was at all engaged with Avraham Avinu, and who saw Avraham Avinu, immediately experienced bracha. Immediately experienced blessing in their life. And we can look a little bit, what does bracha mean even? Right? What does it mean to experience bracha? So, when I teach tefillah to my middle school students, and I teach them about brachot, I say, what does the word baruch mean? And they all read the translation in the book, and it says, blessed. And some translations say praised. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, let's take blessed. What does blessed mean? And they look at me like I'm crazy. No, you mean it means blessed. That's an English word. So the idea is the word Baruch is related to two different Hebrew words. One is the word berech, which is your knees.
Your knees?
Your knee. Your knee is a berech. Right? Your knees are birkaim. Your knee is a berech. And it's also a swimming pool is a brecha. And they're all spelled pretty much the same. And there's clear, because it's Hebrew, there's a correlation between all of them. Think about it. When you're making a bracha where you're supposed to bow, on the word Baruch, what do? You bend your knees. You bend your knees on Baruch. You bow at Atah, and you stand up straight by Hashem's name. Right? You bend your knees at Baruch. And when you're letting water flow into a swimming pool, how does the water flow? What direction? Always down. Right? The water flows down into it. And whatever else is there, it kind of flows and it comes together. When we say the word Baruch, or someone is Mivorach, we're really saying that the divine is drawn down into a situation. Like we're drawing down godliness into a moment, and we're trying to merge with it and flow with it. Right? We're trying to connect to the divine flow that is in all things. So when I am going to eat an apple, for example, and I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Haetz, I'm saying, really, Hashem, I'm drawing your divinity into this apple to connect with the fact that you created everything, you're the king of the world, and you created this apple. Really trying to experience and express the divinity that is inherent in this piece of fruit. And so it transcends its place as just an apple, and it becomes this amazing, amazing vessel for an experience and some kind of relationship or bonding with the divine. And we're saying that Avraham became bracha. Just the experience of being close to Avraham Avinu was an experience of having the divine in your life. That's what he says. Shekol hanogea bo, the osek imo, v'ro'e oto. Anyone who touched him, came in contact with him, who dealt with him, who saw him, midbarech, they experienced this bracha, they experienced this divinity in their lives. Goes on. Isha chesed ha'amiti margish et hazulat, v'noten l'sheni et kol libo. Somebody who's truly a person of chesed feels the other person. And they give to the other their entire heart. This is fundamentally the definition of empathy. To truly be with another person in their space. It's not just about sympathy, right? Sympathy is, oh, I feel so bad for you. Right? I feel bad that you're going through a hard time. Empathy is, I feel bad with you. Right? Your pain becomes my pain. We're saying a person who is an ish chesed experiences this pain. That's their nature. Their nature is to connect with others so deeply. If they see somebody having a hard time, they have a hard time. Conversely, if they see somebody having an amazing time, really simcha, they're going to be above and beyond in simcha. Bain kishecha, and that's what he goes on to say. Bain kishecha vero ne'enak, bisurim verucha mitmotetet bekirbo, mekayembo imo anochi betzara. By a person who's a man of chesed, says when this other person is groaning in his challenges, and his spirit collapses within him, so the ish chesed will mekayembo, will be able to uphold by this other person. The verse Imo Anochi Betzara, with him I am in pain. Right? I am in pain. I am feeling your pain. I am with you in your pain. Va'al yedei ze meodedo umefiach bo ruach shel tikva. And by this, the Ish Chesed is able to encourage the other and to essentially breathe into him a spirit of hope. When somebody is truly hopeless, what are they really saying? Nobody gets me. Nobody understands me. How can anybody understand what I'm going through? But if somebody truly is an Ish Chesed and is able to put themselves into that place and be right there, that gives hope. Oh, wait, I'm not alone. My challenges, my struggles, as much as they're mine, you get it. You're with me. Ubein b'sha'ot shel simcha, and so he goes on with the rest of it, right? And also, but this also works in the times of joy. Shotef amiti hu lo. He's truly involved in the joy. It's not just like he goes to the wedding and is misameh chatan v'kala, so he dances and does a little jig and something silly to try to make them happy. He's going insane. Do you remember your wedding? When the joy you felt at your wedding, that beyond myself, I mean, I can't even imagine what I was feeling that day. It was so beyond. And we're saying that the Ish Chesed, when he goes to somebody else's wedding, is feeling that kind of joy. He's mishatef shotef amiti. He's really there. Ish Chesed mashpia al kol habayim b'mechitzato. This Ish Chesed has an influence on anyone who comes near him. Hu noten lezulat kol tsumet libo. He gives it the whole attention of his heart to the other. Ki ohev hu kol echad miYisrael kegufo. Because he truly loves every other person, he says specifically here, every other Jew as he loves himself. Right? Previously, we talked a lot about the idea of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha as one of these fundamental principles, that the idea of loving the other as you love yourself, loving your neighbor as you love yourself. And so we quoted the Rambam. I have it quoted here. We quoted the Rambam who really says you have to love the other person the way you love yourself, both in terms of what they have. You have to love and be worried for their financial success the way you worry for your financial success. And you have to care about their things the way you care about your things. And you have to want them to have kavod and worry about their kavod and their honor and making sure that they're always saving face and that they're always experiencing they're having as pleasant as an experience at all times, as much as you would want that, right? I don't like it when somebody yells at me. I don't like it when somebody puts me down. So therefore, it's upon me to make sure that I never put anybody else down. That's my job, out of the idea of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. And we're saying that a person who's truly an ish chesed, and again, the word he used at the beginning, shezachah v'nitaleh, that he merited and was elevated. It's, you know, on one hand, it sounds like it's something that's outside of him. It's a gift from Shemaim to have this kind of chesed. But really, it's saying that somebody who is truly this ish chesed is able to be mekayim v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Because again, everything is midat ha-chesed v'ahava. They come together. To truly love another is to truly be able to empathize with another. B'mitziuto. V'nachachuto. Torem hu meruchu hatova al kol hanimtzaim ve'avira shel ahava ve'achava mishare svivotav ve'hargashat tova lechol habeim b'maga ito. His reality and his presence, just being somewhere, gives from his good spirits to everybody else. A real Ish Chesed, he walks into the room and everybody feels better. Right? And it comes from the avira, his energy, right? When he walks into the room, the energy he carries with him is that of love and of brotherhood, and it hovers around him. And this good feeling comes to anybody with whom he comes into contact. Abba, you were going to say something?
Yeah. So, I'm thinking about
kind of the concept of empathy and like chesed, whatever, between that kind of feeling and the ability to do something about it. So, let's say somebody's going through a hard time financially, and well, I can be empathetic. If I have no money, I mean, in final analysis, I can be as empathetic as I want to be and as ish chesed as I want to be, but
you can't do anything.
I can't do anything about it. The guy, I think the guy would appreciate the fact that I'm very concerned about it, but I said, okay, so what am I going to live on? Mm-hmm. So, I'm debating between whether, depending on the issues, of course, you know, there's a moral support, there's other mm-hmm. kind of support between other than material support. But when the issue is material, how does an ish chesed that doesn't have material help?
So that's he touched on that at the beginning of this paragraph. He said this whole matter is beyond. He says the yoter mikol inyanet tzedaka v'gmilut chesed shemekayem b'mamono v'gufo. What we're talking about is something that's beyond that. We're talking about this idea of true empathy, and he says, "Umefiach bo ruchos shel tikva," that it gives him hope. When a person is struggling financially, when a person doesn't have material possessions, and they're struggling with that. If somebody, if this Ish Chesed is truly able to empathize, not just kind of play the part, but to truly be there, it'll give this person hope that all is not lost. That even with my whatever I'm lacking, I still have so much. Or conversely, even with everything I don't have right now, the best is yet to come. That, right, there's more, right? Tikva is, I like to look at the word tikva, right? We say it's hope. But I like to look at it from the word of kav, right? There's a line. It sets up a path to achieving what you want.
You don't have to have the material.
Right, or it could just be being happy with what he has.
Or you can find somebody else that has him and help him find that person that does have that.
Sure.
And there is a way, but...
I think actually that's what he just said. If it brings this brotherhood together, just by walking into a room, it brings a brotherhood. If he's truly feeling empathy with the person who has nothing, and he himself has nothing in the side of it, but he truly feels with the other person, then when somebody else comes in who has, he will truly feel with that other person as well the idea of having, and also the desire to give. Right? There's the idea is the ish chesed. We're not talking about the normal state of being where it's just a guy who has a one-on-one relationship with another. You walk into shul and somebody starts kvetching and so you kind of are like, oh, I hear where you're coming from. We're talking about, that is chesed. It's not. It is chesed. We're talking about something much deeper than that. We're talking about somebody who really has a profound influence on anybody who they come in contact with.
I thought we actually build on that. I mean, I like the message, but when it comes to material, I'm concerned more about or whatever. Mm-hmm. Can one have chesed or this incredible empathy of love and caring unless they experience that? In other words, people that have gone through a hard time and overcame it can be to some degree in the other person's shoe. Mm-hmm. But a person who's never been in that other shoe, can they really reach that level of chesed that they really understand? It's impossible. You're never in the other person's shoe anyway, to start with. Mm-hmm. Because it's much more complex. I mean, it's a relationship, and you're never in that relationship. But nevertheless, the question whether Hasid or Chesed, sure. Ish Chesed, can be one unless he experienced life in a certain way.
Right. So what you're saying is right, and that you really need, right? The Pirkei Avot says, "Don't judge another until you've walked in their shoes." Right. And on one hand, that's part of it. First off, we can't judge anybody. Yeah. We see somebody going through a hard time. and reacting in a particular way, and it's, look at that guy, how he's acting. It's horrible. We have no idea. Right? We have no idea what he's going through. The Ish Chesed would, first thing is, I have to know what he's going through. I need him to open up to me and tell me exactly what he's going through. And not just that, he'll go to him and he'll feel, by his very nature, exactly what he's going through. And on another level, there's a concept that the greater the tzaddik, the greater the yetzer hara. The more a person is righteous, the more the evil inclination attacks them. The more they're inclined to do the wrong thing. But the fact, what makes him such a great tzaddik is the fact that even with that horrible yetzer hara, they're able to overcome it. No matter how strong it gets, they're tzaddik, so they do what's tzodek. They do the right thing, regardless of how much they're inclined to do the wrong thing. Which on a certain level means, if somebody is truly this Ish Chesed, if they're the Chassid, this pious person on such a high level, even if they haven't themselves experienced it, they've experienced the feeling of it by having to engage with that part of himself. Right? They've had to engage with the poverty within, even if they're not in poverty. All right. So let's keep going. Yeah, so we have another couple words to the sentence. V'domeh, ki b'chol mahuto lo nivra ela la'azor lezulat. The whole concept of this Ish Chesed is that his whole essence, his whole reality, only exists for one reason, and that is to serve the other, to help an other. Right? The Ish Chesed is a totally selfless person.
Is that Zulat?
Yeah.
Other.
Zulat means other. Yeah.
No. Other?
Other.
So the word Azulai means what?
Azulai?
This friend's last name.
Yeah,
I think that's an acronym.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there were many Mekubalim for generations and many people today who are Azulai. Yeah.
I just
want
to
see Emas Saru.
Right.
She always
cares
for other people more than she cares for.
Are
Azulai's funny?
No.
No.
Zulat
is.
It just means another. Yeah. So he goes on. Isha Chesed. We're in the second paragraph, probably about 10 lines down, 12 lines down. This is Isha Chesed. Yeshu b'mahuto. Mishorish midata chesed. This Ish Chesed, in his essence, he comes from the root of Chesed, right? In order to be truly a person of Chesed in the world, this Ish Chesed on this level, it means that you are tapped in to what Chesed is, right? You to be constantly engaged in what is Chesed. It's not such an easy thing. What's kind? I used to say, the idea of unadulterated, this is based on a Rabbi Nachman, I'm not sure exactly, but the idea of unadulterated chesed is just to give without end. But sometimes that's not helpful. If you see a person who is hungry, and they need a sandwich to survive, and every store around them is closed, and you hand them $10 million, if they don't eat a sandwich in the next 5 minutes, they're going to die. You did a tremendous amount of chesed by your $10 million. And they're still going to die. It's worthless. They need a sandwich. They don't need $10 million. They need a $1 sandwich. That's far greater of a chesed for them than your $10 million.
I don't know who told me, but if somebody knocks on the door and asks for money, whatever, that really, there are two things, or maybe three things that you need to offer them: food, or shelter. I mean, if they don't know, or I don't forget what the third was. So, in other words, if you come for money, it says, like, what do you need for food? So, you give him food.
Right.
And that's not exactly what they want.
But that's the tricky part. Mm-hmm. So, that's. So the people that know in the religious world say, yeah, come in, I'll serve you whatever you want.
Right.
said, no, I want, I'm not your man. I said, you said you wanted food, I'll give you food.
Right.
But he's not wanting food. So there is a, it's hard to manage
sure.
the expectations
look, this,
and
it's
the rationale, right?
Look, the idea is to give. And the question is, what does a person need? And what can you give? And how much can you bring those two things together? And also what they want. Right, that's all those things need to come together in order to try to find the ideal tzedakah. But that's a much bigger discussion that, well, that's another discussion that we're not going to talk right now. We're in a pretty huge discussion right now. So anyway, let's keep going here. The Isha Chesed Yishma Matom is Shorish Midat HaChesed Shehi Bechinat Hitpashtut U'mitpashet Mimenu HaChesed Va'ava L'Krovim V'L'Rechokim. This idea of being a person of chesed is the idea of expansion. That I expand beyond myself. And what expands beyond me is the kindness and the love to those who are close to me and those who are far from me. Right? It's as much as I'm only here in my space, in my place, by being a ish chesed, I have the opportunity to expand to connect with those around me. So the more chesed I'm doing, the more I'm connected to those around me. And the more I continue to expand that chesed, I'll go beyond just the immediate vicinity, and I'll reach to a little bit broader, and a little broader, and a little broader. And so that's what he says, l'rechokim, l'krovim l'rechokim. He says, v'ilu mi she'ein v'midat ha'chesed.
Well, I think Kovim may also might be meaning...
Like relatives? Or?
Family, yeah, right. Familiar, family.
Could be.
Near to you, and people that you don't know.
That could also be, sure. Those who you know and those who you don't know. Sure. He goes, Ve'ilu misha ein b'midah t'chesed, but somebody who doesn't have this attribute of chesed, mo'to hi tzimtzum. Person who doesn't have kindness. Right, the way he described it before was achzariut, this person is cruel. Everything gets smaller. Everything contracts. Midat ha'ava shelo mitztamtzemet rak ba'atzmo. That his love is only self-love. Right? It's an interesting kind of paradox.
It shrinks to itself.
Yeah, it shrinks upon itself. It's only me. It's all about me. It's pure ego. It's all about what can you do for me and nothing about what can I do for you. What's interesting is we have the idea of ahavta l'recha kamocha, love the other like you love yourself. Well, if you don't have any of this self-love, then how are you supposed to love the other with the way you love yourself? That's a different story. But here we're not talking about that kind of self-love to take care of myself and therefore I can take care of you. It's all about me. I'm only looking out for myself. I'm looking out for number one. It contracts your ability to affect others when you're only looking at yourself. And as we started this, we're looking to take part in creation, to build the world.
But the corollary is not exactly... I mean, you touched upon it, meaning looking after others and not looking after yourself is not exactly...
Oh, it doesn't work. It
doesn't work at all.
Right.
We've been seeing this lately.
So the idea is that you have to go beyond yourself. It's saying that... It's not saying don't take care of myself, but it's saying I have to take my love and spread it. If I take my love and I am purely focused on myself... then I can't share that love with anybody. It's all about me. It's my ego. It's self-centeredness. And it doesn't allow for me to be involved and engaged in building the world. And it can lead to plenty of cruelty to that which surrounds me because all of my love and kindness is internal. I need more. I want this. I want that. What can I get out of you? As opposed to, what can I give you, and recognizing that by giving you, I will get something out of it.
Excuse me, what does the word
mitztamtzemet mean? Mitztamtzemet means to tzimtzum, to contract.
Contract.
Right? So he goes on. He says, "Rak batzman ve'ino ro'eh rak et atzmo bilvad." He only sees himself. V'choshev tamid rak al atzmo. Only thinks about himself. Hu k'dugmat behima. So this is an animal. This is how an animal thinks. I need food. I need to procreate. I need this. I need that. An animal might even say, "I need love." So therefore, I'm going to try to share some love to get the love that I need. But it's about the love that the animal needs. It's always about what can I get out of this. Right? This is like the idea of a sociopath, really. Somebody who they might really try to display affection to another and really try to be all these wonderful things, but really, they're really only in it for themselves. The only reason they do that good for the other is so that they can get back. It's not saying that they won't get back. It's not saying in a general sense we shouldn't say, "I don't want to get back," but it's saying it's only for the sake of getting back. It says, "Hu kedugmat ve'enmasha inaro ezulata ve'en ba'ahava lezulata." There's no love for the other. It doesn't see the other. Umutar adam kaze min ha'behima ein. And a person like this has nothing over an animal. And that's where he ends off this paragraph. There's one interesting paradox that I want to touch upon here. So I was listening to Shlomo Katz Shiurim a little while ago. He was teaching about anava, of humility, from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, who is the Mashgiach Ruchani, either at the Mir Yeshiva or at Ponovich, or one of these like big Litvish yeshivas. He himself happens to be a Breslover Chassid, but he's like the spiritual guide at one of these big yeshivot. And the concept there was the idea of anava, of humility, means that I become so small that I have space for everybody else. Right, the story that he told was somebody came to Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter and said, "You know, look, I have to tell you, and I'm only saying this because I'm so humble, but I'm really the most humble person I've ever met, and I can only tell you that because I'm so humble." Somebody came up to him and said, "I have to tell you, I'm the humblest person I've ever met, and the only reason I can tell you is because I'm so humble." And so the response was, "Tell me. If you're in the room with somebody who's so full of themselves, what does that do for you?" And he says, "Oh, I can't stand it. It pains me to no end." And he says, "You're so full of yourself. If you were truly humble, you would be so small that you would have space for him too." Right? It's the smallness of humility creates space for the other. And what's interesting is about this idea of chesed, especially the way that the Netivot Shalom is describing it, is that the ish chesed expands himself. It's almost the opposite. On one hand, the humility gets smaller, so therefore I have room for the other. And here he's saying the kindness expands myself, so I also encompass you. So on the one hand, we have the idea of anava there, which is the idea of getting smaller so I have room for the other. And here we have the idea of chesed. What is chesed? The bottom line, what is chesed? Chesed is me going beyond myself to try to do for the other what I would do for myself. We shall all be blessed with a week full of chesed, growing towards being anshei chesed, trying to really bring more chesed into this world and to expand our worlds and to build this world. Bezrat Hashem. Shkoyach.
Someone now, how do I stop this? Characteristics knows that. Did Abraham know that he was so kind and so...
I don't know. It's a good question. Oh my goodness. No, it's fine. My videos must be at least 4 seconds long. How do I stop this? And pushing finish, it's like, sorry.
Do you have Lanny Small Number by any chance?
I don't know if I do. Let's see. Still says live. People were watching, apparently.
The thing that you were saying about the food.
This is my mother that just finished a mouth.
Oh, that's it.
I always thought it was
an acronym. You know Ellie's Fine Foods on Bathurst Street?
Mm-hmm.
His last name is Azulay.
I don't know if it's true or not. Like Kohanim or not. I have certain restrictions on.